Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m.
Pooja, I know there many of us think sometimes, well, gosh, I wish I had done that or done this. But looking back at your career, are there some things that you wish you had done differently?
Well, when I think about my career, I think I am pretty satisfied with where I am. Yes, we all have some things in life that we know we could have done differently, or if I had to go back, I would probably do it again. But, you know, when I look at my whole career graph, I look at my life as a life of service. I enjoy serving people, and I don't think I would change much. But, you know, I used to be a figure skater when I was young. I think I should have pursued that for longer, but I did not have time to do that. But that was not going to be my career. It was more like a hobby. But career-wise, I am pretty satisfied with where I am, and I am very proud of where I am today, and I like what I'm doing.
That's great. There's not a lot of people that can say that, so that's great. I love it. And I know that you had many people that have influenced you throughout your life, and we would love to hear, though, who really stands out as a mentor or a sponsor in your career. And we'd also like to hear about your mom and dad, how they influenced you. Were they differently? Was one more of an influence in your career than the other? So please share with us about both your mentor and your family.
So I'll start off with my family first. You know, I grew up in India, and a small town India, honestly, but my parents were, I think their thinking was very progressive and way ahead of their times, I guess. Now I look back and I kind of understand it much more. So they gave us every opportunity there was to be the best you could be. My parents always taught me, believe in yourself, you can do it. If you think you want to do something, you can do it. You have it in you. So I think from early on, we were really encouraged. And my mom is a dental surgeon. Actually, she does a lot of cosmetic dentistry. And way back then in India at that time, there were not very many women in any kind of medical fields. And she was, I think, a breakthrough woman, if I now look at it at that time in her own self. So I think she always encouraged me that, you know what, when you take care of others' pains, that gives you a lot of happiness in life. You have to understand that if you can make a difference in somebody's life, that is a life of fulfillment. So I think something along those lines kind of stuck with me early on in my life. And as I grew older, I mean, the only career I could ever think of was medicine. I mean, I really now look back and think, okay, well, maybe I had other choices, but I am very happy with what I chose. And I think maybe I was chosen for this. Sometimes I feel like this. So my father also helped me in be the best in sports or studies, and never a judgmental person. We love you for who you are and what you do. And I think that was very, very encouraging for me. And I think at that time we took everything for granted, but anyways, I did what I could. And when I moved here to this country, and I've always met, I think, the best people. And sometimes I think it was, in so many, many ways, God chose those people for me. So I did my medical boards when I came here. I got married and moved to this country. And then I actually went to Baylor College of Medicine for my residency training in family medicine. And I just cannot even tell you how fortunate I am, because I met my mentors, right? Dr. Patrick Carter, Dr. Trish Elliott, Dr. Nick Solomas, and I still work with Dr. Solomas and Dr. Carter. And throughout my career, they have groomed me, they have mentored me, and because of their teachings and coaching, I think I have become a much better person and a much better doctor. So I am highly indebted to these people who have shaped my career and my life in so many, many ways.
Well, I would love to have a conversation you at another time about growing up in India. You know, we read books or see movies, but we would love to really hear the true story. So we'll have to make a date to do that. So
sure, Susan. Yeah, that's a different world. But, you know, after a while, you realize that we are all the same. We're just all the same. We feel the same. We do the same things. We go through same emotions. As humans, we are all the same. It's our experiences may be different, but
are different. So what do you miss most about India?
You know, I've been here longer than I've been in India now. I came about 24 years ago. So what I miss the most, or initially I actually missed the most, was a lot of people. You know, over there, when you go out, there's a lot of people. So I think of New York when you are on the road or when you are outdoors, there are a lot of people you get to see. Whereas that thing I really missed in Houston. For one, you don't walk a lot here on the streets, and in the streets especially, and especially if you live in any suburb, like I live in Sugarland. I mean, you don't get to see a lot of people unless you go to a mall. And I think I miss the vibrance and colors. But I mean, I've lived here long enough, so this is home. So I don't really know. I think this feels perfectly fine now.
Sounds like people is where you find your strength and your passion. So it doesn't matter where you are.
Yes,
that's a great, great legacy there. So, and I know that you volunteer in the community and you know it's important to give back. You've already shared that, but why do you volunteer and how has it really helped you in your career?
So Susan, volunteering is something I really started doing when I didn't know the meaning of the word. You know, I remember when we were young with our parents, we'd go to, you know, a lot of these events where you could, you know, distribute food to people who were needy. And, you know, in India way back when, I remember once there was some kind of a natural calamity. So a lot of people were stranded in my town, those who could not leave town or were from other towns. And, you know, I grew up in a town which was kind of considered a pilgrimage kind of town, and a lot of people used to come from different parts of India there. So I remember, you know, doing a lot of, we call it social work or volunteering now, you know, helping people out. And my parents always told me that, you know, this is what you do and this is the right thing to do. And I think we grew up thinking that you do this because that's a part of who you are. And regardless of whatever name you give it, now you can call it social service or community service or volunteering. But I now, when I look at it, we didn't do it to make our application stronger for the college or for anything else. I mean, we just did it because we knew that was the right thing to do. And even when I moved here, I enjoyed doing it because now I think I have made some really deep friendships and developed some social networking with volunteering. So it's not that I am just giving. I think I have gotten more than I have given. And I enjoy meeting with new people. I go to my temple. We have some, there are certain social organizations I'm a part of. And I just enjoy doing it. So I don't do it because I think I have to do it. I do it because I love doing it.
Well, but it shows that you're passionate about giving back. We're so happy that you found Houston and that you think it's home now. So we're the beneficiaries of that. So thank you. And I know when we look at your bio, you know, and look at your LinkedIn profile, we see so many accomplishments, but I know there's some that you're most proud of. Could you share those with us?
So I think, as I said, I think I have been fortunate enough to be able to do what I do. But 3 months ago, I was nominated or chosen to be the chief of family medicine department at Kelsey, which I think is the highlight of my career because I took place of my mentor, Dr. Patrick Carter. I mean, he coached me. He was my residency attending and coached me and mentored me. And now that he was retiring, I was chosen out of more than 100 family physician. So I really look at that as probably the most important professional achievement for me. I am also involved in my, specialty academy, and I have been a previous, board member there and held, being a chair of many committees and commissions. And that's all a part of my professional growth. but leading a huge department, probably the biggest family medicine department in the city of Houston, I think has been what I would say my biggest accomplishment so far in life. In my professional life, I would say yes.
Well, I know a lot of times we're asked, you know, what advice would you give to your younger self? But if there was a young woman that was just entering the workforce sitting across from you, or an older woman that was re-entering the workforce, perhaps changing careers, what advice would you give them?
So my best advice for a woman who wants to join the workforce is believe in yourself. I think as women, we have to first be very comfortable with who we are and what we can do. Regardless of what anybody thinks about you or tells you, you have to believe in yourself. And we can, you know, move mountains if we ever want to. So anybody who wants to come in the workforce, I would advise them, if you think this is the right choice, then this is the right choice. Do not worry about anything else, because everything else will fall back in its place once you have decided to do what you think is the best for you. And of course, being a woman, being a, I think, mom, a daughter-in-law, and, you know, a wife, there are so many other responsibilities we have. But as a woman, you can do it all, and you can excel regardless of whether you are at home, you are, you know, at work. And people talk about work-life balance a lot. I tell all the women, work and life is should not be parallel. It should be a circle. I mean, you can be really a superwoman at work, and you can be a super mom and a super daughter. You can do it all. So just believe in yourself and do the right thing, and you can really achieve the heights that you've not even thought about.
Great advice for a woman of any age. So, or men too, you know, they could take that same advice. So when you're thinking of what you would like to be remembered for, or what you want your legacy to be, how do you want to be remembered? Would you share that with us?
So I think we build our legacy as we are living it, right? So in that case, I will tell you that my biggest legacy should be service, right? I enjoy my profession. I like giving back. I would be remembered for what I have done to make a difference in others' life, and what I have done for my patients to give them choices to be healthier and have better kind of knowledge to make better decisions for their life. So I think that's what my legacy would be.
And I know there's so many adjectives that describe you, Pooja. We would be on the camera for an hour talking about all of them. But if you had to pick one word that best describes you, what would that word be?
The word that I would use to describe myself is confident. I think I am very comfortable in who I am, and I am confident in my abilities to do the things that I want to do. And I think that is important for every and any woman, that you should really understand that you have it in you what it takes to change this world and change your world and change the world for others around you. So if you want to do something, you have to have that kind of confidence or belief in yourself that yes, you can do it. And I think that's how I would like to describe myself.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.